Paul Ramel here with the La Caprile Valley Boys Golf Team at the state tournament at Pebble Creek in Becker. And let's get to know the La Caprile Valley Boys Golf Team. And we'll start out with you. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Aaron Bond.
Okay, what grade did you just finish, Aaron?
I just finished 8th grade.
Okay. So what other activities are you in at La Caprile Valley?
Basketball.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk about your golf season this year. How'd it go?
It was fun. I had a couple good meets and a couple that were rough, but okay. The team did really good.
So. Is this your first year on varsity?
Yep.
Okay. Having a great time. Pretty good. First year on varsity and you get to go to state, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Any good and memorable shots that you've had this year?
I had a couple rough hits and then I chipped in for par.
So. Okay. What meet was that? Do you remember?
That was at Tyler.
Okay. And I ask everyone this, what's one of your favorite golf courses to golf?
Tyler was a nice one. It's probably my favorite one we played.
All right, you play golf a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Aaron. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
And who do we got here?
I'm Griffin Kranz. I just finished my 8th grade season.
Okay. Griffin, I know you play a lot of golf, don't you?
Yeah, all the time.
Is it your favorite sport?
By far.
Okay. What year did you just finish?
I just finished my 8th grade season.
Okay. And what other activities at La Caprile Valley are you in?
I'm in basketball and football.
Okay. And golf's the favorite, I would guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's talk about your season. How'd you do this year?
It was pretty well. I ended up, I think, averaging about an 82.
Okay. And some of your favorite golf courses around the area?
Probably Alec Country Club and Eagle Creek.
Okay. What was the first one?
Alec Country Club.
Oh, Alexandria. Okay. You spend a lot of time up there?
Yeah, summer? Most of the summer.
Yeah. Have you ever golfed Pebble Creek before?
Nope.
Okay. So first time, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Some memorable things for you this summer or during the season?
Probably the conference tournament. That was probably one of my best rounds all season.
Okay. Where was that held at?
That was in Tyler.
Tyler? Okay. That was your best rounds, huh?
Yeah. And Hot Creek and Raymond, I had a good day there.
Okay. What are you, a long ball hitter? You like the short game, putting?
I like putting most.
You're pretty good at that?
Yeah.
Can you beat your dad?
By far.
That was my last question. Good luck, Griffin.
Thank you.
All right, who's next here?
I got it.
All right, who you have here?
Caden Stender.
Hey, Caden, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you excited to be at state?
Very.
Okay. All right, let's start. What grade did you just finish?
I just finished my junior year.
Okay. And what other activities are you in?
I do basketball.
Okay. What do you like about golf?
Chipping the ball in.
Okay.
I'm big with my short game.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some of your favorite courses, the golfing area?
My favorite one is Stony Creek.
Oh, out by Renville?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a really nice course, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that long. I like the water holes and... It's been my favorite course since I've been on varsity. So.
Okay. What's some of your favorite? You're Stony Creek, but talk about some memorable moments for you this year.
All my chip-ins. I had two in our section tournaments. I feel like even when I'm not playing good, you get a chip-in, it kind of turns everything around.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Golf's a funny game, isn't it?
Very, very up and down.
Yeah. Have you ever golfed Pebble Creek in Becker?
No, I have not. I've watched my sisters play a lot, but yeah. I've never played it myself, no.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You've probably been up there a lot, huh?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Nice course, isn't it?
Very, very beautiful course.
Okay. Well, what's one of your favorite clubs to use?
My pitching wedge.
Okay.
Yep.
You got that working pretty good this year?
So far, I have, yeah.
Any memorable shots for you?
I say at conference, I think I had a 20-yard chip in for par on a par 5.
Nice.
Yeah.
Worst shot of the year?
Probably my driver. Just it's been all over the place this year, so I'd say that's probably where my worst shots have been coming from.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck at state here.
Thank you.
Okay, who do we have here? Are we going to move up here?
Yeah, Gavin? Carl.
Hey, Gavin. I think I've talked to you before, right?
Yeah, you've talked to me.
Cross country?
Yep.
Okay, what other activities at Luck Brawler are you in?
Just cross-country track and then golf.
Okay. What do you like about golf, Gavin?
I like getting out of school early.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's go with favorite courses first.
Favorite course is Benson.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. It's really a nice course. It's well maintained. And
yeah, a lot of trees.
A lot of trees, but it's pretty.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. It's one of my favorite courses too. So, how's your season go this year?
It went all right. It wasn't the greatest, but
yeah. What's your favorite clubs?
Probably the putter.
Putter. Good putter.
I'm a decent putter.
Okay. Do you have competitions on each other for putting?
They do, but I'm usually not at practice for that.
Okay.
Usually at track.
Oh, that's right. You do two, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, good luck at Pebble Creek, Gavin.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to interview Carson Besson. I think Carson's been at State a few years. How many years is this, Carson? This
will be number five.
Number five attending State. That's amazing. Pretty proud of that?
Yeah, very.
Yep, it's hard to believe you're a senior already, right?
Yeah, it's been a long journey.
Yep. Well, what other activities are you involved in at Lockboro?
Just basketball and golf.
Okay. And let's talk about your season this year.
Yeah, I started off pretty rough. Made a putter change after the first meet. Been putting and playing a lot better ever since.
Made a putter change. You changed putters, you mean?
Yeah, I had a Scotty Cameron. I took that out of the bag for some old ping that was in the basement, and I've been putting great ever since.
Okay. Well, I do a little golfing, too, and I cannot get rid of my putter. That's the only thing I've had since I started golfing. I've tried other putters, but I always go back to my other one, huh?
Yeah, some people, you find a putter, and you stick with it for 20, 30 years. Yeah. Some people, they change putters every year, so.
Everybody laughs at me because it's a cheap Walmart putter.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you hit the best is what you should use.
Yeah. All right, what's some memorable things for you this year?
Let's see. Well, for sure, going to State as a team, I mean, yeah. It was exciting to get there as a team finally, and one of my guys finished up on 9, and they all came over and gave me a big hug, and that was fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, to go as a team, that's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know until the 8th hole that we were probably headed off to State. My dad told me we had a 20-shot lead, so.
Awesome. What do you like about Pebble Creek?
It's difficult. I like the greens because you got to put yourself in the right spots to score, and there's no bunting the ball around. You got to be very precise with your shots.
Yeah, okay. Some memorable shots that you've made this year? Or some bad shots?
Oh, there's definitely a few bad shots.
Yeah. Not too many, though, I bet.
Not too many. More or less at the start, they've been getting better. But really, at sections, I had a couple pretty ugly drives. But one of them, I basically sliced into the trees, punched on, made birdie. That was pretty memorable.
Awesome. Well, you're closing out a great career here, and we'll talk to you more at Pebble Creek here today and tomorrow. But best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
All right, Carson Besson of the Lockboro Valley boys team. And let's just talk with Coach Besson in here a little bit. Pretty proud that the team's at State this year, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty great to get back. You know, it's been a few years since we've been there before. And, you know, it's a new group of guys going. And like Carson said, you know, it's something he's always chased is wanting to get the team there to go with him. And I'm happy for these guys. And it's going to be a great experience, and hopefully they can go out there and play well. First time's not going to be easy, but we'll see if see how they acclimate. Hopefully they do very quickly.
Yeah. 5 years going to State for Carson, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? Not too many people can say that.
Yeah, he had five, and he could have had six potentially. His seventh grade year was the year that was canceled, and that was the year we were kind of the end of our run where we were. Yep. Team was probably section favorites. So
that was the COVID year.
That was the COVID year when he was in seventh grade. So, but still, he's had a great run, and yeah, not many people can say they've gone five times. I can't think of many here that have. So, it's been great, and I just hope he can finish on a high.
Okay, talk about some of the other guys here quickly.
Well, we got another senior with Gavin Carl who has he joined us a couple of years ago. He's been running track too, and has put up some good scores. A little struggle later in the season, early in the season, he put good scores. Caden Stender's been around for a number of years and has had a lot of varsity experience. We've got Noel Arndt here, who's his ninth grader, his third year of varsity in all conference twice, so he's certainly proven he can play, and got a lot of upside too. And of course, Jason Kranz is second year with the varsity and all conference and had a great season, and again, another young player who's going to do some great things. And Aaron Bond, I think, is an eighth grader too. He's had a couple of really nice scores too, and learning the ropes, and I think, you know, he's got a bright future too. So, you know, I think past this year, we've got, you know, some good potential for the next few years as well.
All right. All right, Barry, congratulations on making the state, and we'll talk to you probably later in the day today.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Barry Besson, and we've got Noah, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Noah. Well, what grade did you just finish?
I just finished my freshman year.
Okay, and what other activities are you involved in at Lock Pearl?
Just golf and basketball.
Okay, what do you like? Golf, pretty good?
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, let's talk about your season. How did your season go?
We did pretty good. We almost got the conference championship, but just missed it by a couple meets. And sections went pretty well.
What are some of your favorite courses to golf in the area?
Definitely Marshall. Okay. I like to play Marshall.
Yep. Like, why is that?
I feel like it just fits me really well.
Okay.
It's pretty good length.
Any memorable shots that you made this year? I've asked all the guys that.
Probably my chip in at sections this year.
Okay.
It actually changed my round pretty well the first day.
Oh, nice. Good. So are you pretty excited to be at state as a team?
Yeah, really excited.
Okay. Have you ever golfed at Pebble Creek before?
No, I have not. So okay. I'm pretty excited.
Something new for you, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Noah.
Yep.
And that's your Lock Pearl Valley golf team.